Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Those are all great things in any business. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm very excited about this week's show because my special guest is Cheryl Hepburn. She is a leading expert on marketing and lead generation. She's a coach herself. We got a lot of similarities in our businesses. And you know, I first met Cheryl probably about, I think, 3 years ago at an event. We've kind of stayed connected, and I'll tell you a little bit about her. She works with entrepreneurs who want to generate more leads and take their companies to the highest level. Cheryl provides services that help her customers attract more lucrative clients so they can work less and have more freedom. Gotta love that. Known for having a customer service-based approach, which is also fun and easy, clients rave about her creative marketing flair and rock-solid expertise, which produces results for list building, lead generation, and a bunch of other things I'm going to ask her about. Cheryl has the inside track on hundreds of the most successful and expert businesses in the world, and they are ready to take the wheel and shift your business into high gear. You just got to get connected with Cheryl. She also has access to the same tools that celebrity marketers are using to build multi-million dollar businesses, and she can help you implement techniques that they're lining up for next year. So, hey, Cheryl, how are you doing today? Thanks for coming on the program.
Absolutely. I'm doing great. Thanks for that awesome introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, is there anything, first of all, since it was so awesome, is there anything that I didn't tell my audience that you would like to expand upon, either personally, professionally, so they get to know you better?
Oh, that was a pretty stellar introduction, maybe the best ever. But, you know, sure, I can give you a little bit of background. I am a consultant for small businesses and mediums. My corporate side of the business has been growing steadily, so I could also say medium-sized businesses as well. And just, you know, helping my fellow entrepreneurial friends and colleagues grow their businesses faster and, you know, really implementing strategies and techniques that make that process so much easier by automating a lot of things and just, you know, really giving them shortcuts and helping them get visibility and all those kinds of fun things. So I think that about covers it.
That's awesome. I forget who it was, but I'm not even sure you know him, but when I was having lunch a couple days ago and I mentioned a couple of the interviews I got coming up, she goes, you may know the person, but I'm not going to say the name, but okay. Anyway, she said, hey, you know, she does a lot of things you do, coaches, entrepreneurs, helps people with things that, you know, they kind of almost didn't think that was a wise move. And I'm like, man, this is a big world. You got to take the blinders off. That's really limited thinking. I mean, we can all learn from each other and things like that, which so I'm really thrilled to have you on the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Plenty for everyone.
There is plenty for, I mean, it's not a limited pie. It really isn't.
No, nope,
you can have
unlimited.
A piece and I can have a piece and everybody can have a piece. So how have you, let's start a little bit kind of just bantering about between two coaches. How have you seen things kind of shift or change? You know, a couple of years ago, I think everybody's, you know, building a list and doing email and things like that. And I think, you know, email's not dead by a long shot, but there seems to be a major shift toward different types of marketing, lead generation, and things like that. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Email marketing is still, I think, one of the most effective marketing strategies that we have. It just requires these days that we be more strategic. And so I believe, and one of the things that, you know, I think one of the most effective ways that I've one of the things I've implemented to build my business is just, you know, being really conscientious about providing as much value as we possibly can. You know, because, and I want to give you a great example. I talked to a prospective client yesterday, and he said, hey, you know, first thing, he's said, the first time I heard of you or came across you, he said, I was on Facebook and there somebody had shared one of your checklists, and it was just like this really fun one-page, bright and colorful handout. And I love a little alliteration, so I had called it the minimum monthly marketing checklist. And it was just like the basics you really should be doing on a monthly basis. You know, write a couple of blog posts, put out a couple of emails. You know? So it was just like, this is the bare minimum that you can, you know, skate by with and still be moving forward in building your business. So I think that that's a really cool, you know, these infographics, if we look at what's being shared and liked on Facebook and other social media platforms, Pinterest, you know, is a great example. These kinds of things are really popular. And, you know, I'm all about, you know, delivering as much information as you possibly can in the shortest amount of time. So, you know, give me a one-page infographic that spells out a system or a strategy or a technique, you know, compared to trying to read through a 100-page ebook any day.
I know. You know, we've been tearing it up with Pinterest the last 90 days or so since I got out of it and have somebody doing it for me.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I'm just kind of shocked, actually. I don't know what kind of results you're seeing, but, you know, through the Google Analytics, we can tell that Pinterest, compared to all the social media sites, it's driving at least three or four times the traffic. And the and we also have found out that the average viewer that goes to the website stays for like 3 minutes, which is pretty darn big in terms of, you know, staying on a website. And I think the reason we figured that out, I'd be interested in your opinion, Cheryl, is that, you know, folks that are kind of connected with me on Facebook probably know something about me anyway. People that are finding me on Pinterest because of, you know, some cool posts or infographics, things like that, they're a little new. So when they go to the website, they're spending a little more time there. Have you been doing a lot with Pinterest also?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. Pinterest is killing it. I mean, I'm trying to remember what the stat is. It's like, what, 85% of the users have, you know, median incomes of, you know, $75,000 or something. I mean, it's so the people that are using it have time and money, which is, you know, two great qualities that we're all looking for in a client. And, well, not too much time, but time to, you know, invest in working with a mentor or hiring a company. But yeah, we actually used Pinterest for a giveaway event that I had hosted earlier this year, and we attached a big Pinterest campaign to it, where we offered prizes for the most shares of the infographics. It was actually a giveaway event of just infographics. And I'm like, you know what? We're not going to bombard people. Have tons of videos and ebooks. I asked all the participants to just create one really cool, you know, system and break it down to a one page. So then we shared some other graphics and used that as a, you know, a visibility strategy, and it worked brilliantly. And then we've used it for one of my little e-commerce sites, and we saw an increase of traffic by like 450% increase. So, like, you know, crazy effective.
You know, it's rivaling. I mean, it's the traffic it's sending to sites is, I mean, I don't know if it's certainly not more than Google or something like that, but it's tremendous. And Pinterest is really only a few years old, too, just like most of these, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think we've only just really, most of them have just heard about it in the last, you know, year. So, and it's still growing. A lot of people still don't know how to utilize it. But, you know, love Pinterest. It's a great place to put out your, you know, your little cool marketing. I tend to be kind of creative in marketing my business. So, for instance, one of the ways we use Facebook is by creating these Facebook birthday graphics. So the first thing I do every day is log into Facebook, see whose birthday it is, and go over and post a message. And these birthday graphics that change, they're based on the zodiac. So it's like, happy birthday, Taurus. It's got some little of the attributes. And then in the small corner, very small, it has the URL of my website. So it's not obtrusive. You know, it's just kind of like, this is who created the graphic. And those are all on Pinterest. And those get shared like crazy. So that's a really fun marketing strategy.
Yeah, we found the infographics that we create get shared, I think, 8 to 10 times more than, you know, here's a great recipe, or here's a nice lake house or something.
Your recipes aren't doing well.
No, my recipes are a quesadilla and a Corona. That's about my depth right there.
Gotta go with what works.
That's right. Hey, you've had a major shift in your business, and I know that you've got a lot of things going right now. I like some of your names. I think Spike
mm-hmm.
lists and all
yeah.
this different stuff. So are those programs? Are those info products? Or you know, do you help people kind of grow their list? Tell me about those.
Yeah, sure. List Spike was kind of a little bit of a publicity stunt. I was rebranding. I had had a market that had been following, you know, I'd kind of built my business around a particular market and was looking to kind of move away from that and, you know, start attracting clients that were really not like newbie types of businesses, but had really had been around, you know, been around the block at least once and were ready to up-level their business. So, you know, they weren't the startup. So List Spike was kind of just a rebranding, and Listspike was very specific language. We were using terms that people that really understood the value of building their list and using lead generation and really taking things to the next level. So it's not a product. It was just a different website as part of, you know, part of my business. So it was really fun and creative, and it just sent a really clear message to my current market that this is what we're all about, and this is the new direction that we're going. I pretty much work with clients. I don't have a ton of products and programs. You know, we have a few in the funnel, of course, but generally the way I like to work one-on-one with clients and, you know, get them tremendous value quickly and then help them get all their systems set up, you know, once I understand their business and, you know, we have some other things in place to take it to that level.
What do you think are the most effective lead generation strategies right going on right now?
You know, I think it's still any form of education marketing. If you're doing teleseminars, which, you know, it's definitely getting much, much tougher to get people, you know, to register and to show up because there are so many in competition. But I still think teleseminars, webinars, Google Hangouts are killing it.
Are you doing those a lot with your clients, or
I do them on a smaller basis with mastermind groups and smaller groups. I need to start doing them more for, you know, just to replace my webinars.
Okay. Go ahead.
But I haven't started. I haven't really taken those to the next level. It's just, I don't know, being on camera and then handling the slides and back and forth. I haven't really delved in too much. But we're using them with smaller groups. And they're great. Love them.
Very cool. All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout. On the other side, I'm going to ask Cheryl about a blog post I read, one of hers. It was how to get more business by being Elvis selfish. I had to say it slow, so hold on. We'll be right back.
As a marketing coach or small business consultant, you know that the fastest way to help your clients increase their profits is by getting more repeat business and more referrals from their current customers. You also know that the best way for your clients to develop stronger, healthier, and more profitable relationships with their customers is with a monthly customer newsletter. That's right, a hard copy, printed, and mailed monthly newsletter. Trouble is, you can recommend your clients use a newsletter, but they're just too busy to do it themselves, and hiring someone can cost hundreds, if not thousands, per month, and in the end, it just doesn't get done. Now, instead of simply recommending that your clients use a customer newsletter, you can provide them with an amazing done-for-you newsletter program. The no-hassle newsletter system is a complete done-for-you profit-boosting solution for your customers and clients. Every month, your clients get a great newsletter that their customers actually look forward to and enjoy reading, and that not only keeps their business top of mind, it makes you a marketing hero. The No Hassle Newsletter Master Reseller Program is a complete turnkey newsletter system that solves your client's biggest need, and it also adds a lucrative new revenue stream for your business. Become a master reseller today at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we are back, so let's get right back to my very special guest, Cheryl Heppard. Cheryl, I loved this blog post you wrote, I think it was maybe a week or so ago, How to Get More Business by Being Elvis Selfish. Talk
mm-hmm.
about that. That was pretty fun.
Okay, cool. Well, that was a really fun blog post to write, and writing, I think, is one of the best ways to build your business as well, you know, especially if you're using keywords and blogging on a WordPress site, you just don't know what kind of a post is going to, you know, go viral. We had one we wrote on QR codes last year that, you know, we were getting like 400 unique hits per month, you know, just because it ranked really well. So, you know, blogging and writing is always a great way to promote yourself. But that blog post is, it's a message about really putting yourself, infusing your personality and being creative and marketing your business. And I believe if you look at any of my websites, they're a little bit different. They're outside the box and they're, you know, a little on the creative side. And I think all my marketing has usually a yellow lab and a leopard print shoe somewhere. And it's because it was something I stumbled across accidentally when I first started building my business. I had mentioned it, I think it was on an original like Twitter profile, and people were instant messaging me and sending me messages and tweeting about, oh my gosh, I love labs too, and you know, I have leopard everything, and you know, so it was something that generated a response. So I think it's really important that we find ways to communicate, you know, what we're all about and some hints about our personality, because people will connect, and right, building a business is all about connecting and relationship building. So that article is about really looking for things that you can infuse into your business as a way for people to connect to you. And the Elvis example, I have a picture of this local party store that my kids, on the way to this horse barn my kids go to, and we stopped, and I thought, you know, I need to go in there. It was called Graceland, and I went in, and sure enough, the whole store is covered in Elvis stuff. The guy's a huge fan. There's Elvis music playing. There's shelves around the store. There's full-size cutouts of Elvis. You know, it's everywhere, and there's media coverage that he has. Newspapers have come and covered him, and so, you know, of course, you're going to attract more of your ideal clients that you have things in common with when, you know, you're putting your personality into your marketing.
Yeah, I love that. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, what do you think the elements of a kind of a cohesive branding strategy are? You know, when you work with a client, how do you kind of advise them to develop this whole package?
Yeah, well, usually we start with being really clear about who their ideal client is and identifying them, and really the two of the results that their ideal client is looking to achieve. So, you know, I think a lot of people, it's easy for us to geek out on, you know, what it is that we're jazzed up about, things that we love. I mean, I could talk about website marketing and, you know, I help clients increase their website traffic or something like that, or make their websites more effective. But at the end of the day, it's more effective to lead with what your clients are looking for. And my clients want more revenue and more clients. So that's what we communicate. So you need to be really, you know, specific about how you help clients, and then making sure that that message is cohesive across the board. People decide in 2.7 seconds when they land on our websites whether they're in the right place or not. So the tagline needs to be very specific. And then we need to emphasize that in the copywriting and the giveaway and the opt-in. And you know, the blog post should all be, you know, so it's really connected. A lot of times business owners will come to me and say, oh, my website's not really working, and it's because it's not cohesive. You know, the homepage says one thing, and the opt-in doesn't really relate. You know, it's maybe just asking for you to sign up for a newsletter, or, you know, the giveaway doesn't really relate to, you know, what you would think the rest of the site is about, and the blog posts are just all over the place. No, it's not all tied together. So,
what do you? I know when you work with clients, you do some kind of, you go over their website, I guess, do an assessment and things like that. What are some of the common mistakes you're seeing?
Oh, the opt-in place, or the opt-in in the wrong place is key. Also, or the as I said, like the giveaway, just it doesn't really make sense, or it's not targeted to what their clients are really looking for, or the website's just, you know, just too much information going on. Maybe, you know, you land and music's going on, and there's just a jumble of graphics, and we need to keep it really clean and simple. So it's the message is being highlighted and able to be, you know, digested. Those kinds of things. Let's see what else. The homepage copy, a lot of times it's all about the business owner and not about the client, right? It should be very you-based because people don't care about us and our business and what we're all about until they get that we get them and we understand them and, you know, we have the solutions to what they're looking for.
You know, you've had a pretty big shift in your business in the last year or so. I mean, are you basically just using and implementing the same kind of strategies you're teaching your clients, or what have you done? Are you out speaking? I see you out doing some gigs, and you're doing your own live events, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, well, I think the big thing that really transformed my business was being so much more proactive about getting clients. I think there's a big misconception in internet marketing that if we put the website up and put some products on the site, then people are going to find the website and they're going to buy the products. And that's not that easy, right? Is it, Jim?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No snap of the fingers.
So we just really have to be proactive and really leveraging the work that we've already done. Usually, you know, people that come to me have been in business for 2 or 3 years, and they think it's just another marketing. I just need to do this. I just need to start using Pinterest. That's the new thing. No, it's usually more about our sales strategy, you know, because all the marketing in the world's not going to help us create revenue if we don't really understand what that process entails to get a prospect to become a paying client. So I just became so much more proactive about, you know, getting people on the phone and, you know, talking to more people and getting out there speaking more for sure was part of it. But at the end of the day, it was just leveraging all the work that I'd been doing for the last 5-6 years and going, okay, you know, what systems can I put in place so I can automate inviting people to talk and, you know, get connected and put things in the back end that are going to help facilitate that process.
That's awesome. Hey, so Cheryl, how can people learn more about you? I mean, you got a number of websites. What's one website where you want to drive people to so they can connect with you and learn more about your services?
Yeah, my main site is my name, CherylHepburd.com. We found that site is just still getting so much traffic. We ended up kind of just going back, and I just rebranded that one. And so multiple portals, but CherylHepburd.com.
So CherylHepburd.com, and that's HEPPARD.com.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Hey, well, thanks for coming on Stick Like Glue Radio. Really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing some great nuggets. And I hope our paths cross on some live event in the very near future.
Yeah, they will for sure. Thanks for having me. It was really fun.
My pleasure. All right, folks, that wraps up this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio. It is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers. So, again, they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.